it's a cross-party motion that instigated the Fair Deal for Derby campaign, and that's a crucial point. So the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats locally recognises the injustices of what their own bosses in government are doing. So that's an important point. In terms of some of the feedback I've had, some of the businesses have made some really, really good feedback, which I wholeheartedly recognise. And the point they're making is, if our streets are untidy, then it's going to put people off coming off in our city centre, shopping in the city centre, and on a bigger point, it's going to stop people, you know, it's going to attract inward investment, which is absolutely crucial. They're absolutely right. On a bigger scale, that's exactly the point we want to make to this government. Their cuts programme, their cuts agenda doesn't make sense. And if we decimate our public services, it will put off people investing in our city centre. And let me tell you this now, Andy. We have a choice to do this weekend. And my big fear is, in future, we're not going to have a choice, because if the government continues to cut our funding, these services will simply stop because we won't have the money to continue them.
But aren't you cutting off your nose to spite your face? Let's say that there's some big investors wanting to come through Derby this weekend, and we're not bothered because we're not cleaning the streets this weekend because it's our protest. Mm-hmm. Well, that is the thin end of the wedge, because if you've got dirty streets, you've got an initial impression that that is what Derby is like. Aren't there other ways that you can show to the government what you want to do, rather than you're sort of knocking the people that live in the city anyway? Because sometimes you can't get rid of your rubbish. You want to get rid of your rubbish and you're just going to leave it for the weekend.
Well, look, let me talk personally. I mean, I'm born and bred in Derby. You know, my parents emigrated from 10,000 miles from a country that has very few public services. So my family have personally invested their lives, their sweat. My dad was a postman for 35 years, walked every street in the city. My mum was a city council cleaner. My auntie's a city council cleaner. So, you know, we're steeped in serving the city, and I'm serving the city now. So nobody, you know, I care passionately, as do obviously thousands of other people in our city, about our city. And it sickens me. It absolutely sickens me, the senseless way this government is going about running this country. Cutting public services doesn't make sense.
The government's not going to come to Derby to clean the streets. We like to have a nice, safe,
clean city,
don't we? So, and we are proud of that. Yeah. So if then we say, well, you know what, we're not going to do it. And if we don't do it this weekend, and then we don't do it next weekend as well as another protest, who's benefiting from this? You're not benefiting from it, and the people of the city aren't benefiting from
it. Well, I hope this is just a one-off. And we've identified this as a useful tactic to do that, a shock tactic, to shake people out of their apathy and get them talking about this. And that's why I'm obviously on the radar. That's why you're asking me these really important questions. And getting people to change their behaviours as well. And I'll tell you some interesting feedback I've had this morning from one of the supervisors. When they were going around yesterday and some of the businesses were speaking to them, quite a few businesses were saying, so I guess we'll have to clean our own shop fronts from now on. And, you know, in some ways, we're trying to get back to traditional British values of what is the role of the citizen.